وإذا حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها أو ردوها. صدق الله العظيم. وأن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يكون في آخر الزمان أقوام إخوان العلانية وأعداء السريرة. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the choicest blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us, and we ask Allah ta'ala to continuously shower His blessings on us. And we ask Allah to make us conscious of all the ni'mats that we are enjoying, the blessings. And He must enable us, give us the tawfiq, to continuously make shukr and appreciate it from the bottom of our heart and put it into good use in as far as His obedience is concerned, inshallah. Respected friends and brothers, one continuous message, especially towards the end of Ramadan, we reminded ourselves was that Ramadan has come to strengthen us. Ramadan has come to equip and prepare us for the challenges ahead. The fitnas that we faced last Ramadan, this Ramadan, are there, they're over and they're gone. The fitnas we're going to face this Ramadan to the next Ramadan are going to be much worse than those that are going to come. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the fitnas are going to be كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُزْلِمِ, that they are going to be such fitnas that they are going to be like the layers of darkness of the night. That means one is going to be more worse and scary and darker than the other one. Now we, my respected friends and brothers, are living, and we don't know when or how long we're still going to live. But have we strengthened and equipped and prepared ourselves and our families and our children for the period that is to come? So Ramadan was a gift to us in that way also, that we strengthen ourselves spiritually, we strengthen our link and our heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we correct our akhlaq, we correct our dealings, we correct everything, my respected friends and brothers, so that when we are faced with this fitan, these various tests, trials, and tribulations that are coming, then alhamdulillah, we'll be able to withstand it, inshallah. Respected friends and brothers, we look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ahadith, and there's a continuous reminder about the end times. There are lots of ahadith, my beloved brothers. And these are to warn us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, as Qiyamah comes, there are going to be so many fitnas, so many great changes that are going to come about. It won't be the normal thing that you are used to. You will see and hear of things you never heard of before, which your forefathers never heard of before. And in every field, we are going to find this. Not only on the political, on the international political front, if we have to look at the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the fitnas on the international political front, my respected friends and brothers, it is scary that what's going to happen before Qiyamah. And what is unfolding in the Middle East, for example, are all the signs of Qiyamah that are unfolding. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about economic issues before Qiyamah, how things are going to change. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about climatic issues and conditions and catastrophes and calamities that will be taking place. We're seeing, you know, that you'll have summer in winter and winter in summer. This year we still haven't seen winter. It gets a bit cold in the morning. But the fact of the matter is, it like seems that winter has moved. Yeah, it is supposed to be cold and frosty, and we're not getting that. And lots of other things. And sometimes when it is summer, in the middle of summer, we find such cold weather coming about. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention about a lot of things regarding the climate. And coming more on a local front, we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also made mention about, you know, things between families, between partners, between individuals. And all these signs are there, they are going to happen. So a person mustn't like resign himself and say, oh, well, he's dead. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it's going to happen, so it's happening now. There's nothing I can do about it. If somebody tells us that, you know what, there are lions there. You're going there, you have to go there. There are lions on the way. Then what are we going to do? We have to go, so we're going to take the precautions. We're going to try our utmost to ensure that we do not become victims in the attack of the lions. We're not going to say, well, there's a lion coming, eat me. They told me about you, you're going to be coming to attack me, so come and have me now. No. We're going to make every effort. So the same with the signs of Qiyamah. We must make sure that we are strong and we are equipped in as far as facing the challenges and insulating ourselves against any of these things that might affect us. And if it takes us, my respected brothers, it can take us away with our iman and there will be eternal ruin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, my brothers. The fitnas that we hear, the irtidad, the people turning away from the deen, people not understanding Allah Ta'ala's oneness, people not understanding the wisdom of Allah in so many actions. People are just dismissing things. They're just saying that if there was Allah, na'udhu billahi min dhalik, why are these things happening? So we'll discuss that in another time. But here is one hadith I have recited. And Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that in the last times, what is going to happen is there are going to be some people, they're going to be outward brothers, but inward, internally, they're going to be enemies. So in other words, you meet the brother, he'll be your brother, mashallah, he'll meet you with such a nice, sweet, beautiful face. But in his heart, he carries hatred and he harbors ill and he wishes the worst for you. So the Sahaba was surprised actually. They asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كيف يكون ذلك يا رسول الله فقيل كيف يكون ذلك. How is that going to happen? In other words, the Sahaba was so purified under the under the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, under his training, that people will actually be like that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, it is going to be because of some people having interest, vested interest with others, and others having fear for others. So because of the vested interest you have from a person, you're expecting, you got some hidden agenda and you need something from him, you'll be his bosom buddy, you'll be his brother, you'll, mashallah, look like such a good, give him such a good smile. But underhand, you hate him. Or it could be because you've got such fear for this fellow, that this fellow here, he is such, if I don't show good enough, you know, friendliness to him and don't show warmness to him and warmth to him, then he is going to harm me. But actually, I hate this fellow. So just for the sake of not being harmed by him, I'm going to put up a very, very nice front. So this is one hadith. Now, if you have to just look at this hadith and just look at it in different aspects, starting from the political front and wherever it might be, it fits so perfectly. It's a sign of Qiyamah glaring us in the face, my respected friends and brothers. So what we are saying is that if this thing is happening, look at the world today. We cannot understand what is exactly happening. You know, all the alliances and the coalitions and the boycotting. Now the story with regard to some so-called Arab countries or Muslim countries have sieged and have cut off another country. And then we have so many alliances between this country and that country and so many groups fighting. And the news is just being given to us as the people want to give it to us. And who is whose friend today and who is whose enemy and why these two have teamed up? All this is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. So that is on that front, my respected friends and brothers. The first thing, this is a miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sign of Qiyamah, the prophecies, they all fall in the category of signs of Qiyamah as well as in the category of the miracles of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning us that this will happen. Now, somebody could be doing that to us. You know, nice face and all, meeting us and hugging us on Eid day also, and, you know, being so nice, but in the heart, he's already saying, tomorrow I'm going to be stabbing you, you know. Today is Eid Mubarak and no problem, today is Eid day. But that munafiqat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. So what we are saying, my respected friends and brothers, is that this is a miracle and this is something that somebody might be doing to us. We can't stop it. We have to ask ourselves, am I not one of those people who have got this characteristic of nifaq in him? So that is the one thing we have to ask ourselves. And to have friends like that, it is so scary, my brothers. Rather, you have an enemy. Because you know that is my enemy. You know how he thinks. You know how he acts. You know the lines drawn. You know what he's going to do. You know what his strengths and weaknesses. Rather have an enemy like that and have a friend who is giving you a nice big smile, you know, with his teeth. You say you've got one teeth to smile with, you've got another set of teeth at the back to bite you with when you're not looking. So you must watch out for such kind of people. But that is he. What about me? Am I not one of those kind of people, my respected friends and brothers? So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given the reason for that. But coming to, if we have to look at ourselves, we have just come out of the month of Ramadan. And like you mentioned right in the starting, that the message of Ramadan was for us to make ourselves better, to strengthen ourselves, equip ourselves for the way ahead. In this world, we meet all kinds of people. We interact with different kinds of people. And sooner or later, we'll pass. They'll pass on and we'll pass on. But this is symptomatic, this kind of behavior, if we have got it, of one, a person having disconnection, no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shows that this man here does not fear Allah ta'ala. It's a symptom of a person who does not know that Allah knows better. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is the secrets hidden in the heart. But this man in front, he putting up a good front, so the people don't know, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So this kind of munafaqat, this kind of hypocrisy is a symptom that a person does not realize, I have to stand up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورَ فَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ. The people don't know that when they are going to be taken out from the qabr. وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. And whatever was hidden in the heart is going to be taken out and is going to be put in front for everybody to see. Like in the court, you get exhibits. So all our wrong beliefs and our wrong thoughts and our false pretenses that we have put in front of the people are all going to be shown there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So we need to work on that aspect of it, my respected friends and brothers, and ensure that when we stand up on the day of Qiyamah, we might, must not happen that we are judged as munafiqeen on that day, because on that day everything will come out. In the same regard, we are talking of the signs of Qiyamah. One is to put up this false face. We must not do it, my respected friends and brothers. The second thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has spoken about, also from among the signs of Qiyamah, is taslim al-khassa. That means yakunu taslim al-khassa. People will only make salam to some people. And this is seen very, very commonly. So there are three or four people standing, and Mr. Somebody is standing there. We'll go and make salam to Mr. Somebody and ignore the others. That is such a humiliating and disgraceful thing to do. Especially if there are two people and we do that. You greet the one and you walk away, you don't get the other one. That is something we should teach our children also. Make salam with everybody. Don't only make salam with me. That is something we are supposed to teach our kids, and this is something we are supposed to bring in our life. So this also has been mentioned as from among the signs of Qiyamah. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يَكُونُ التَّسْلِيمُ خَاصَّةً. People are going to specify or specifically only make salam to some to the exclusion of the others. Whereas the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard is what? Is that اِقْرَأُ السَّلَامُ عَلَىٰ مَنْ عَرَفْتَهُ مَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفَهُ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. Make salam on those you know and those you don't know. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Make salam a custom amongst you. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us that, you know, must make salam, make it common. Don't make it specific. Why are people doing this also, specifically making salam? It goes back to the first hadith, that we have got certain interest with certain people, or we have got fear for certain people. We have got some agendas. So we will only greet that fellow because of maybe the kind of position he holds, or because of the kind of wealth he owns, or because of the kind of whatever it might be, outstanding position he might have, in whichever way. So that is a sign of Qiyamah, my respected friends and brothers. And this is something you must watch out. Because if we do this, if we don't do it, if we don't make salam to everybody, how does the next person next to you feel that you did not make salam to him, you only made to this one here? It makes him feel bitter towards you. What's wrong with me? Why didn't he greet me? One is a fellow who, like we say, is in a dwal. He don't know what he's doing. He doesn't greet other people because we don't know where his mind is. We're not talking of those kind of people. We're talking of people who specifically single out some only for salam and not the others. Now, Ramadan hasn't taught us. Ramadan has taught us this aspect, that we are supposed to and gender, brotherhood. You know, you get the adverts in the newspaper about how Ramadan is supposed to what? Enhance the spirit of Muslim brotherhood and sympathy, and everybody's giving out food parcels and kajur here and iftar there and all that. So that's in Ramadan. Now iftar is finished, kajur is finished, all the stocks are over, but we still are supposed to engender Muslim brotherhood, my respected friends and brothers, and that is through this aspect of salam. Salam is not some ordinary thing. Salam is actually an act of ibadat. Salam is a dua. The word salam has got such miraculous and powerful properties and qualities in it that it bonds people. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hadith, that you will never ever enter into Jannah until such a time that you do not have iman. And you will not have perfect iman until you do not love each other. Love. Muslimin are supposed to love each other. That is why if this hatred is inside, inborn hatred or this hatred we are carrying for each other, there's a problem with our iman. That's why we say that if we are putting up a front in, to the people and give a nice smile, but in our heart we don't have a genuine feeling for that person, our iman is defective. We are supposed to make an effort and find out, where am I going wrong? Why have I got this symptom, this sickness? It's a characteristic that is bad. And then, my respected friends and brothers, go to the mashayikh, go to the people who know and ask them, please help me to get this out because I do not want to die with defective iman. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah adullukum, should I not show you something? Idha fa'altumuhu tahababtum, that when you make it, Allah ta'ala will create muhabbat between you. And what is that? Afshu salama bayna, make salam common and custom amongst you. That, my respected friends and brothers, is what the power of salam is supposed to be. Salam is not even regarded as something important. There is an incident mentioned in Muwatta Imam Malik, if I remember well, or it's in Musnad Ahmad, I can't recall the resource, but it is there. It is mentioned, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that there was a practice in Medina Munawwara once a week. There used to be like a market set up, like how we have, you know, weekend market, flea market, like that. Market used to be set up. And he told his servant, Thufail, that come, let's go to the market. And he walked the entire length of the market, walked, and then he came back home. Only greeted the people. So the servant also didn't understand. He says, maybe the master didn't find what he was looking for. And next week he did the same thing, says Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. He said, come, we have to go. It's market day today. And he walked and he walked and he came back home. And on the third time when he did it, and he came back, then the slave or the servant, Fufail his name was, he plucked up the courage. He said, Hazrat, what is this? Every time I see you going, and I thought you were going to buy things. You know, I'm your servant. I'm supposed to carry the stuff back. But you're not doing any of those things. He says, I only go with one thing when I go out there. I go out because the Muslimin are all there. And when will I get this opportunity of practicing on this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of making salam common among the Muslimin? It is a dua. I cannot do it in my house. Only me, you and my family members are here. But I make the salam, so there are so many Muslimin out there. So it's an opportunity for me to go and make salam and get salam back. It is a dua. It is something that creates muhabbat, my respected friends and brothers. Try it out. If you see a stranger, go make salam, give him a smile and ask him for nothing more. Now people are scared. Imagine you go now to the mall there, especially when there's some function, you know. Nowadays we had all these things, you know, before Eid, we had this, what, before Ramadan, this Ramadan fate, pre-Ramadan, and now Muslims are all full up there. Now we go there and you start making salam to everybody. Some are not going to make you salam back. Some are going to look at you. What this guy wants now? Just waiting. You can ask me the next thing. So they rather just, all the mucus such a salam, like, you know, walaikum salam, like, please move. Well, okay, I got your message. So, why? Muslimin are supposed to greet each other with muhabbat and love. Let us do it. Just try it the next time we're out in this place. We are all Muslimin. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. Some people won't reply. They are scared because they think you are going to be making salam to their pockets or something like that. But just do it, like I said now. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu did it. It is mentioned, Abdullah, we're going to conclude now, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once sitting. And because he was a prominent sahabi of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sitting in a group. People came and greeted him and they went away. He didn't say, wa alaikum salam. He said, Sadaqallahu wa Rasuluhu. Sadaqallahu. Allah and His Rasul have spoken the truth. Another one came. Allah and His Rasul have spoken the truth. Finally, one of the companions said, sitting around at Hazrat, why is it that you're not saying wa alaikum as-salam? You're saying Sadaqallahu wa Rasuluhu. He says, I am remembering the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said that prior and close to Qiyamah, people will only come and make specific salam with somebody. And that hadith is so alive in front of me, in his time already he's talking about. SubhanAllah. So my respected friends and brothers, Ramadan has taught us so many beautiful lessons. And if there's something, like we mentioned on the morning of Eid also, that we need to increase our muhabbat and love as an ummah. We need to solidify our links, no matter who comes from where. We need to stand as one body. And we need to increase genuine muhabbat. Take out all our issues we have got. We can have differences. We can have whatever it might be. But do not let that be mixed and adulterated with hatred for anybody else, because Muslimin don't hate each other. And in this way, my respected friends and brothers, we purify our relationship. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us it's going to happen before Qiyamah. But this warning is that we don't allow ourselves to fall in that trap. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa ma'arina al-balagh.